Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Sachin Tendulkar and Gautam Gambhir scored half centuries as England made India work hard for their runs on the opening day of the third test in Kolkata. Gambhir made 60 and Tendulkar 76 as the home side closed on 273 for 7, but England, led by James Anderson's 3 wickets, can be pleased with their efforts on a pitch that was certainly far from lively. Monty Panesar chipped in with a brace of wickets and there was one for Graham Swan, although the returning Stephen Finn went wicketless. Anderson, who moved the ball for most of the day, finished with figures of 3 for 68. Gambhir made 60 in 124 balls and Tendulkar's 76 took him 155 deliveries. The West Indies have beaten Bangladesh by 4 wickets in the third one-day international in Mirpur. Marlon Samuel struck 126 to all but see his side pass their target of 228, set after Sunil Narine had taken 4 wickets to help dismiss Bangladesh for 227. He took 4 for 37, while Samuel's century kept the West Indies in the series, and they got their runs with 3 overs to spare. Bangladesh still lead the 5-match series, however, by 2-1. Josh Hazlewood is set for a lengthy spell on the sidelines with a foot injury, while a number of other players are also to be rested following the end of the Test series between Australia and South Africa. Cricket Australia are taking no chances with Hazlewood, who suffered a stress fracture to his left foot last season, and after he reported a soreness in the same area, he'll be rested for a period of 4 to 6 weeks. Michael Clarke, John Hastings and Ben Hilfenhaus have all been made unavailable to play for their Big Bash League teams over the weekend. Clarke and Hastings have back pain, while Hilfenhaus was not fully fit ahead of the final test against South Africa in Perth, and he needs further rest. And finally, on day 4 of the Blind Cricket 2020 World Cup, there were wins for India, Sri Lanka and Pakistan. All 3 of those teams have now won 4 games on the trot, and the remaining game between South Africa and Bangladesh was washed out.